My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We are brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Right now, it is time to dive into what everyone has been waiting for. Not going to make you wait very long. It is the 53-player roster projection for the Commanders now that the preseason is done. A couple of quick just parameters along the way. We are going to do a 53, obviously. There are also 2 spots, and this is new, and I haven't heard anyone else talk about this. I don't think a lot of other people are aware of this, and I will shout out the listener who sent me an email about this over the weekend saying, why is no one talking about this? And the answer is because none of us realized that it happened, but I have confirmed this with Commander's PR. There are 2 spots available for players to go immediately to IR. So this in some ways could wind up as many as a 55, unlike in years past when, say, a Jordan McGee would have to go on the 53 for 24 hours before being put on IR, risking another player. That will affect, well, Jordan McGee's position, at least in this projection. I don't know that it's actually going to affect that, but we'll talk about it with a couple of injured guys when we get there. The other thing is we are going to try to name a practice squad the best that we can. We know that there will be waiver claims and outside players. I don't know the other 31 rosters well enough to project claims and who's going to get cut. I'm trying to do this the best I can for the Commanders. So we realize that this roster will not be 100% correct because we couldn't possibly project a 100% correct one. Adam Peters today couldn't project a 100% correct roster by Friday because he doesn't know who's going to become available at other places. But we're going to do our best. We're going to see how it goes. And really, friends, the journey is about what you do along the way. And that, AKA, come for the analysis, not just the spreadsheet. Although we are going to put up an on-demand version of this with a spreadsheet later on. Unfortunately, we can't share the screen right now with our current setup. But if you're watching on-demand on YouTube later, we will have a version of this that has the spreadsheet with it being edited in real time. Anything else on the housekeeping front, Anthony?
I think all bases are covered. Let's get it.
All right, let's do it. QB1, Jaden Daniels.
Yes, sir.
Hooray! QB2. Marcus Mariota. Hooray! Did I spell Mariota right? M-A-R-I-O-T-A. Okay, good. Excellent. Do you think Jeff Driskel has done enough to be a QB3 / do you want three roster spots spent on quarterbacks?
I don't think we need 3.
I agree. I think between, as long as Driskel or Hartman makes it, I'm okay. And frankly, if I lose Jeff Driskel, that like kind of sucks. But if they get to Jeff Driskel in the season and they've already lost Jaden and lost Marcus Mariota, at that point, please tank for draft picks.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, like, if this team was trying to compete for this year, or if, God forbid, they are, you know, three games above 500 and Jaden gets hurt going into week 10 and it's a 2-week injury and Marcus got hurt in practice or something silly and they need to stay afloat, yeah, I'll wish they had Jeff Driskel. But there's also a really good chance they can get Jeff Driskel to practice squad. So I'm going to go ahead and put not only Jeff Driskel on practice squad, and I'm going to hope that that's the case, but I'm going to put Sam Hartman there as well. And by the way, these first six practice squad spots, I've got them starred because there are six spots that have basically no restrictions. So anybody that's a vet, we're going to put in these six spots. I don't know that we're going to need all six, but just for simplicity, I'm not going to go any further into the practice squad rules right now, but that's that. Okay, running back. I'm going to go with three, definitely. And the three definites are Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler, and Jeremy McNichols. I think McNichols, obviously, he's been RB3 the entire time. The other thing is, man, last night that run he had out to the left side where he lowered the shoulder, I'm like, that just seals your fate as a commander, young man. The physicality, gotta love it. Physicality, versatility, he's a commander.
Yeah, I like three running backs for us. I would have wanted to see. Oh, we're talking about practice squad too, though, right?
Yes. Eventually, like, we have to decide if there's anybody else we want on the active roster first.
Oh,
but
yeah,
yes.
I'm good with three. Three is fine.
Okay, then you get to practice squad. This is where it gets interesting. Chris Rodriguez, Michael Wiley. I think those are the names that we're probably making cases for. And I would honestly like to keep both of them.
Yep.
I'm going to put Chris Rodriguez up here because this is year, or I guess he was a rookie last year, so he can actually go down here. And rookie Michael Wiley can go there as well. Okay. So we have gone short at two positions so far. And I will say,
very important.
This is something that I think we're going to do on the entirety of the offense. So we'll talk about that more because I do think that the way some of the roster mechanics are going to work and who they want to add potentially, I think I'd rather keep heavy on defense, search in the waiver wire for some offensive guys, potentially tight end, wide receiver, we'll get to it. And then also not put, like, I want to let other teams fill up on some waiver claims and some other guys they've signed before putting a couple of players out in to the pool to see if I can sneak them back onto the practice squad because other teams have already filled, then they would have maybe taken our guy instead. All right, so you want to go tight end or wide receiver next?
Let's do tight end first and then get to wide receiver because, man.
Okay, so tight end, I'm going to put three spots and then we can talk about a fourth. But for sure, we got Zach Ertz. For sure, we have Ben Sinnott. And for sure, we have John Bates. I think that there are two guys in consideration for tight end four. Yes. And I know everyone's like, wait, what? Cole Turner. Colson Yankoff has been really, really solid on special teams, like one of their better special teams guys. And he has done enough at tight end to be like, I think he's playable. I also am very confident Colson Yankoff can get to practice squad because he was an undrafted free agent. Turner, I'm slightly less confident, but I also don't know based off the preseason games where he struggled that anyone who's seen not practice is going to watch Cole Turner, a fifth-round pick from the Ron Rivera era, a couple of years into his career, who hasn't been able to crack any kind of production, and be like, gotta have that dude. So I think you could probably get both of them to the practice squad if you really wanted to. And then it comes down to, do you want to do that or do you actually want one of these guys on your roster for game day for all the two tight end sets? Both of them play teams. On down the list of reasons why you'd want one of them on your roster.
I'm in favor of keeping a fourth.
I think I am as well.
That fourth is Cole Turner, but
Are you sure?
That's who I would lean.
It does seem like he's
I would
ahead.
Lean towards him. But also for the reason you just said, you know, we can get Colson to the P squad. And if we got to move one up, move one down, I think that's where we would go. But again, I would still give Cole Turner the edge because the experience. He is a big target. He has shown he can catch, I guess, if the ball is right there on him.
The second play he makes, or the play he makes in the second half last night is sick.
Yeah. 25 yard. That was tough.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I think you're probably right. Although there's a part of me that just my rebel instincts want to take over. And I shouldn't do that. I should just do the thing that's probably more logical. And you know, Turner was ahead of him on the depth chart clearly going into the game last night. So there is that.
Yeah.
All right. Wide receiver. Terry McLaurin. Then you have Diami Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Alamide
Zaccheaus.
You have Luke McCaffrey. And you have Jamison Crowder. And that was a bit of a surprise last night. He's healthy. He was a scratch. He's making the team. The question is, do we need
a sixth?
A sixth.
Yes, we do.
Okay, here's my question then.
Okay.
Who is it?
Byron Pringle.
Okay, so this is who my sixth would be. I will say they re-signed Byron Pringle, who was available for anyone to sign 2 weeks ago. So if they wanted to get him to practice squad, I do think they could. I also don't know how hard it would be. Like, how much are you really losing from Pringle to Rosemi Jack-Saint? That is kind of the hard thing here.
Veteran experience. The dude is a proven vet. He's coming from, you know, a Super Bowl winning franchise.
I would probably have Pringle on. I also would say he's probably the first guy that might get waived if there's another veteran receiver that gets cut and becomes available.
Okay.
So then you get to the wide receivers on the practice squad. Martavis Bryant, I'm going to put on in one of these veteran spots.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I think Jack Saint.
I like Jack Saint too.
I think Tinsley had a nice game last night.
Yeah, he did. Where do we put Cass Allen, or does he just get cut?
That's completely a good question. I think a lot of projections that I've seen have Cass Allen on because they've talked so highly of him. I think he had to make a play, and he didn't.
Do nothing.
So I think he winds up on. I think Jack Saint is hyphenated, by the way. So for whatever that's worth, do that. This is the hard part of like Tinsley, Davion Davis, Bryson Tremaine. Like, I can make arguments for all these guys. How many of a 17-player practice squad are they going to keep?
I think you keep Tremaine over Jack Saint.
I don't know, man.
I guess
Bryson's been really good, but it.
Yeah, he ain't make a play yesterday.
He didn't make any plays in the preseason actual games.
Yeah.
This is tough. I don't want to spend too much time on practice squad guys, but I am going to say I'm going to go ahead and go running back Cass Allen.
Okay.
But then if that's the case, are you keeping Chris Rodriguez and Michael Wiley and Cass Allen? Or is C-Rod toast?
Can we come back to the P squad after we do the defense?
Yes, we can. All right. So if that's the case,
there's going to be some tough cuts.
Yes, for sure. Okay. Then we got the O-line, and then we got a commercial break, and then we're going to have to speed through the defense because there's never enough time to do anything on this radio show. Let's go to Brandon Coleman, if the host didn't talk so much. Brandon Coleman, Sam Cosmi, Tyler Biadasz. Then we have at left guard, Nick Allegretti. And then we have, I should have done Andrew Wiley there. And Brandon Coleman there. Then I'm going to say we know that the swing tackle is Cornelius Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get fun. I think Chris Paul's on the team.
Man, he is. He looked solid yesterday. I'm not going to say he looked, you know, the greatest, but he looked really comfortable out there.
He does look really good at tackle, which also to me means Trent Scott's not making it. He's hurt, though. I don't know whether they'll IR him designated to return, so I'm going to leave that roster spot free. But actually, you know what? I'm going to put one of these. I'm going to put Trent Scott over here. I don't know the severity of his injury, but we're just for right now, so we don't forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Dieter, veteran. He's been their backup center all camp long. I don't think they're going to switch on that. And then is there another guy?
Not like, another lineman that just jumps out. I think Trent Scott was the other guy.
See, to me, this is when you get into, like, okay, who do you put on P-Squad, and do you trust those guys? I would say, like, a Ricky Stromberg, I would hope. Like, he was a third-round pick last year.
Yeah.
So, there's probably going to be one or two more. Oh, I know the other guy, the best next guy has been Julian Good-Jones. But this is also a potential waiver situation. So, I would say that keep your eye out for an O-line waiver situation that could affect that. That gets us to 25 on offense. I also don't know that I like that. I might want to...
24.
Yes, 24, because we're on line 25, but I have the position thing in the depth. Yeah. So, 24 on offense. I feel a little better about that. So, where do we make the tough cuts on defense? We'll do it next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. All right, we've named our 24 on offense. We've loaded up the practice squad quite a bit. Let's get to the 26 we will have then on defense, or will we change it and go 27? Or we add someone on offense. Let's get to it. D-line across the board. We know that there's going to be a lot of D-linemen kept. At least I know that on this very specific version of this roster projection, because I'm going to keep extras. John Allen, Daron Payne, Cleland Furl, Dorrance Armstrong. Got those four as your starters. Immediately, then you got Johnny Newton. Newton's injury sounds like it's not a multi-week thing, so I'm going to give him an actual roster spot, although if he needs to go to one of these short-term IR spots, that would actually be very helpful in the long term, but obviously in the short term, we want him to be out there healthy and playing football. So Johnny Newton, the other D end that I'm missing that's a lock is Dante Fowler. And then you get to the fun. So we've got right now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anthony, I think I'm going to keep 11.
Woo!
I'll explain why in a second.
I was about to say, because are you combining a potential linebacker, DN, kind of hybrid kind of guy, or?
If you mean Jamin Davis, yes.
Okay, just making sure.
So I'm going to say Jamin Davis is on. He wouldn't be the next guy, yeah. But Jamin Davis is on. I'm going to say that both Fedarian Mathis and John Ridgeway are on.
Oh, you're keeping both.
And then the extra guy, if you will, is Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
Yeah, I like his upside.
I think Davis and Jean-Baptiste have both played well enough to... Oh, shoot, I'm one short still. KJ Henry. And in fact, Sorry, I'm going to move Jamin Davis down here because KJ Henry deserves to be in the lock area. I think the likelihood they keep Mathis and Ridgeway is 50-50. I think Mathis is ahead of Ridgeway on the depth chart based off when they played last night. Ridgeway certainly played his way right up there with Mathis, but Mathis also played really well. I also know that John Keim said on his show that teams have already been calling about Ridgeway, so there's definitely a chance to potentially flip him. I mean, it'd be pretty sick to get, you know, if you can get a fourth rounder for John Ridgeway, who was drafted in the fifth round a couple of years ago that you claimed off waivers. Like, all in all, that's good business, even if John Ridgeway is a good football player. And, you know, he's someone that you want to have on your football team because he's good at football. But I do think it's worth saying that, like, both those guys have done good things. I definitely can make a case for keeping either of them. Jean-Baptiste and Davis feel both like projects. If I got to pick one to try to get to practice squad, I'm probably picking Jean-Baptiste. I know they drafted him, but they drafted him in the seventh round. And Jamin is a guy that I think, you know, of all these guys that are potential waiver claims guys, I think that he is the toughest one to get to waivers because he's a former first rounder. There could be another GM that loved him in the draft that is like, I don't know what Washington's done with him, but we can save him. Let's use our waiver claim. Let's get him. Mm-hmm. Screw this defensive end thing. He's playing linebacker for us. Let's see what we can do. And I think that's a chance. And so if they want to continue the Jamin Davis experiment, I'm not going to say they have to put him on the 53, but I really think they need to put him on the 53. Obviously they do to guarantee it, but I think even just a likelihood situation. So I know that's a lot of dudes. I know that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. But I'm cool with 11 there because I have an extra spot. I know some teams only keep 9, but I have an extra spot. And I also think that, like, if you can put Jean-Baptiste on initially, you make a waiver claim on a wide receiver or an O lineman, you cut him on Wednesday after all these teams have put their waiver claims in and maybe signed other teams and filled up their practice squads, made some commitments, then maybe you waive him and sign him back to your practice squad the next day. That's how I'm trying to sneak him through. He would be the guy, or even Ridgeway or Mathis on the way out, but that's kind of where we are, in my opinion.
I like it, but I think it's because we're one short on the offensive side. I think if we had 25 offensive players, I don't think we could keep 11.
Well, that's part of the reason you do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're missing. I mean, they're going to have guys that are inactive on game day, all this kind of stuff, and maybe Mathis or Ridgeway winds up being one of those guys. But and it's hard because Quinn typically likes some of the other, you know, some of the longer body types versus the bigger dudes like Mathis and Ridgeway. But I think both of them have earned a spot on the team. So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Bobby Wagner. He's on. Frankie Louvu. He's on. This is where it gets interesting, right? I think Michael Walker is on. I think that Dominique Hampton is on as a linebacker. And I think this is also something that is helpful here in a way.
McGee.
I think Jordan McGee goes to one of those IR spots.
And we need it.
So then the question becomes, do you keep Anthony Pittman until then as a fifth true linebacker? Because then you're thin. Let's say no for now.
Yeah.
Because guys like Chin can play, Quan can play in the box. Like, you have a bunch of dudes that can play down there. Okay, then you have corner. And we're going to say we're going to go 5 of those to start. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 safeties potentially. We'll see. One of these might turn into an extra corner.
Yeah.
Okay. So we know Emmanuel Forbes Jr. is making the team. We know, I'm just going to put BSJ, Benjamin St. Juice. Michael Davis should have had him on the whole time. That's a bad job out of us. Michael Davis is on. Then We got Mike Sainer still is on. I still think, despite last night, Noah Igbinoghene is on. And then, honestly, I'm going to skip ahead here a sec. I think the competition is between Tariq Castro Fields and Derek Forrest. And I would lean towards Castro Fields right now for special teams value and extra outside corner depth.
I like it.
All right.
I like it then.
Tariq Castro
Fields. I really am a big fan of Derek Forrest, though.
Yeah, I hate that because I really like Defoe. But unfortunately, I just don't realistically think that he's going to make it. And then you have, you know, over on the practice squad side, I'm going to, obviously, we don't need some of these veteran spots anymore, so I'm just going to go say Chigozie Anusium winds up being there just, you know, for keeping track. Safety, you then have Quan Martin. You have Jeremy Chinn. You have Percy Butler. You have
Jeremy Reeves. Then T.O.
Tyler Owens. Tyler Owens. An easy name to spell. Tressway. Tyler Ott. And then I'm going to put Cade York down.
Ooh.
I think there's definitely a chance it's not Cade York, but I'm going to put Cade York down as the kicker. And that's it. The only other note that I'll make on the practice squad, which we've now filled quite a bit of it. We didn't really do as much on the defensive side, which leaves room for a couple of extra linemen if you want to go deeper at wide receiver. Hagai Ndubuisi is worth pointing out. He is their international pathway player. Mm. And he, the 17th practice squad spot is only for an IPP guy. So he will definitely make it there. Unless they can find another international player to bring in. But there's one spot reserved for that. So that's a 53 plus about another, 12, 13 on the practice squad. If you want let me know on Twitter or in the YouTube comments or whatever. If you thought we forgot someone on the practice squad, wanted to make sure we got the 53 in. But that's it. Two quarterbacks, three running backs. We went four at tight end and wound up sticking with it. Six receivers. Maybe one short on the O-line compared to what some people might do. Heavy at D-line for now, but definitely watch for roster moves and some of the last most notable cuts. Derek Forrest, Michael Wiley, Kaz Allen. Tough cuts, but guys that I think you can get onto the practice squad and could certainly play, because the other thing to remember is you got three free call-ups for a guy essentially every single week. So you can have those guys come up and play multiple times. If you want to put a game plan in 1 week for Kaz Allen, you get a free call-up. You get actually get three of them. So the way the roster rules now are really, really beneficial to not only help you adjust week by week based off injuries or anything else, just game plan, strategic. If you got small corners, maybe you call it Martavis Bryant. I don't know. But it's also just, it's like 300 extra NFL jobs. And it's good for the game because it allows these guys to develop all year round. And not just have to wait, like you get cut in August and then maybe you get signed again in April and you go through a 90-man process through the summer and you try to get better and eventually maybe 3 years in, you make a team. And like those are great stories, but that process can get sped up now because you got more guys in the building, more guys getting coached, and that's good for the health of the game overall. All right, that's our 53-man roster projection. We'll talk about it with Michael Phillips next on The Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.